Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Secret Artists Podcast. Welcome all new listeners. The premise is funny people doing art and having a chat. I'm your host Annie McGrath and I'm joined today by the absolutely fantastic comedian John Kearns. I think John is absolutely brilliant and I've been so excited about having him on the podcast. He's such a As well as a very funny man, he's a creative mind. He's the voice of a generation. He's on the new series of Taskmaster, and I had a lot of fun painting with John. So I hope you enjoy the episode. Remember to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Secret Art Pod so you can see mine and John's portraits of Raymond Briggs. Enjoy the episode. Right, I'm going to read out an intro for you.
Oh, man.
Worst bit. I agree. John Kearns is an actor, writer and comedian who, at the time of recording this podcast, is the only person to have won both the Edinburgh Comedy Award for Best Show and Best Newcomer in the awards history. John is co-host of Guessable on Comedy Central, and he's been on loads of other TV shows, including 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, Harry Hill's Stars in Their Eyes, Drunk History, Top Coppers, Rotters, and very excitingly, he's one of the contestants on the new series of Taskmaster. He's one of my favourite comedians and people, and I'm excited to have him on the podcast.
Thank you, Annie, for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Honestly,
I've got that sincerity problem with my voice where everything sounds sarcastic, but I did mean all that.
Well, I think you're quite honest.
Thank you.
I don't think you can lie. Are you a good liar? I reckon I'd know if you were lying.
Okay.
Are you a good liar?
I think I am quite a good liar. Although, actually, I do panic sometimes. Like when I was about 16 and my mum went away and we had a party, me and my brother, yeah. And I cleared up everything perfectly, put all the bottles in next door's recycling, had done everything like very strategically. Yeah. And then one of my friends had stayed over and he'd put coffee granules under the sink where he thought, you know, lots of people have their bins under the sink.
Yeah.
But we had cleaning products in there. And he'd put the coffee granules in there. And so my mum got back and she opened that and went, why is there coffee in the... And I went, we had a party. And then just burst into tears. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, I guess I am quite honest.
She wouldn't have guessed.
She wouldn't have guessed. I know. Anyway, are you an honest person?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I think I am.
I mean, no one's going to say they're not.
True, yeah. Yeah, I'm extremely dishonest. I guess we're also in a business where you watch a lot of friends' shows.
Mm. You have to lie about how good they are.
Well, I think Tim Key said that, I don't know if a friend did it to him or he'd heard it. It was an old theatrical thing that you see a friend's show and it's awful.
Yeah.
But you go backstage and you see him and you go, you bastard. You've done it again.
That's good. You're not passing any judgment. You bastard.
You bastard.
That's good. I hate when people say, how do you think it went? Have you ever had that? I've had people say that.
I've had people say horrible things after my shows. Like, it's funny, you look back and it says more about the person.
Do you reckon?
Oh, yeah. The people that have said mad things after my shows, I'm like,
what's the maddest you've had?
Well, not mad, just rude.
Mm.
I remember someone saying to me like, and again, it, you know, it's more that you've just got off, like maybe 45 minutes after your show is finished, and you're like, you're now in the bar.
Yeah.
And then someone comes up to you and they're like, you know, I know you tried to make me cry, but I didn't. Like that as an opening thing.
Wow.
Or.
Yeah, that's very revealing of them, I would
or,
say.
Or, yeah, I preferred the other one. Just like, as, and again, these don't feel that mad, but it's more the timing of it.
Yeah. I remember a friend once saying, we did a preview of a sketch show when I was at university, and it was an hour, the preview of the whole show. And afterwards in the bar, she went, you've got a good half hour.
I just think it says more about just lie. Or yeah. Just say well done. Just go, yeah,
just
well,
say
done.
Well done. Yeah.
But people also, you have it with maybe older friends who maybe were before, and it's like their way of, in my mind, I think it's their way of kind of, they feel as though they can say things because they're like, well, you've known me all your life.
Before, so you're doing this comedy shit.
Yeah. Like I can say stuff to you.
Yeah.
But also it might be a bit weird for them because maybe, you know, they know you at school or whatever.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're seeing you in front of, I don't know.
Thousands of people.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say thousands, they're like, never played to thousands of people.
Wouldn't want to.
No. But, you know, like they see you in a theatre, everyone laughing at you. And it's almost like they must be like, well, let's knock him down a peg or two.
And on that note, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Can you talk us through your choice of muse?
Yeah. All right. Well, I have an image here of a young Raymond Briggs.
It's a lovely photo.
It is a nice photo. And I was going through pictures of him and I thought this would be a nice picture of him to draw. It's quite angular.
Feels quite candid. He's sort of looking down at something.
Yeah.
In but the moment.
He's got that nuclear badge on.
Mm.
So maybe this is around when the wind blows.
Mm.
But yeah, he's a massive, was a massive hero of mine.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved him.
Are you a big fan of the snowman?
Couldn't give a toss about the snowman. It's funny, he died.
What? Spoiler?
Yeah, the snowman.
Yeah. My brother used to cry every time the snowman melted and went, snowman dead.
Oh.
He was a child, isn't just...
No man, he called him no man.
No man, yeah.
No man dead.
No man dead. No man dead.
Yeah, the no man. Well, he died a few months back.
Yes. Very sad.
It was sad, and I was reading about him, and the Children's Laureate at the moment, name slips my mind, I apologise, but the Children's Laureate was like, had to write a few hundred words about Raymond Briggs, and he said when he was a kid, he would trace Raymond Briggs's books, and that's what I did.
Really?
For about years. Years. I traced the entire Father Christmas book.
Wow.
And you know, it's like...
Even the writing.
The writing. Although I didn't include, I showed the first page to my mum and she told me off because Father Christmas says Bloomin' a lot.
Mm.
She was like, yeah, that's a bad word. I shouldn't say that word.
Bloomin'.
Bloomin'.
Is that a bad word? Oh, Bloomin', like Bloomin'
Hell. Yeah, like Bloomin' Hell.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So I...
God, you should have heard what my parents said.
Well, it's kind of... Well, no, like it's kind of funny how, you know, you look back at these things and you're like, it was weird that was picked up on.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, there's a lot of, well, I knew.
Language.
Yeah, well, I knew more swear words than that, sure. Yeah.
Mum, I know more than Bloomin'.
Mum is Bloomin'.
I'm going to start, while we chat, I'm going to start...
So we're just, do we start,
we just
start
paint
drawing
and we'll carry on paint. This chat, but there's some brushes there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bring pencils, so are you all right with acrylic paint?
Straight in with the paint.
What would you normally do? You'd like to draw
it out.
Well,
when I traced...
Yeah, I was going to say you can trace, but I'm not tracing. It's very thick.
That'd be cheating.
Also hard to trace on an iPhone.
Yeah, on thick white card.
I'd like to see it done, though.
That man is tracing on his iPhone. But yeah, that's what I did. That was my, like, looking back, that was my mindfulness as a teenager.
Yeah. And do you still do that?
Do you know what? I don't. But it's one of those things where you go, I wish I did. Because I enjoy it.
And you now have a son. Do you?
Do I have a son, yeah.
Do you read him Raymond Briggs's stories?
Not yet. I collect, I did collect kind of kids' books.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, the illustrations and all that beautiful stuff. So I've got a lot ready to go, but he's too young for that. He's one, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So he's not.
What stage of sort of stories is he at? Is he coming to your gigs yet?
Is that a dig about stories in my jokes? he's into Does It Turn? You know, page turning. You heard about that?
No, but I like the sound of it.
Yeah, he's into page turning. But yeah, so he's a hero. Absolutely loved him. Also, I think he very much influenced. He was very British.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you think about his books, there's always like. They're very, like, all the interiors are very homely and cozy. Mm-hmm.
And you're a cozy man, aren't you?
Yeah, massive. Massive. Have you seen that? What was that? Is it in the psychiatrist's chair? Face to face? Tony Hancock being interviewed.
No.
And the camera is proper light in his face.
Yeah.
And I just like the idea this is that.
A gruelling interview.
Also, I like how we're not going to see each other's... We're going to see at the end.
Yeah, we've got quite nice...
did you plan it that way?
I did, actually. I was going to put us next to each other, and then I thought the reveal will be better if we're opposite, so we can't see what the other person's doing. You know what I'm doing? I'm going to try and do his face in the colours of the snowman.
Wow. What?
Blue.
Yeah, I was going to say a carrot.
Just blue, yeah.
Carrot for his...
Carrot nose.
I did a City Lit course. Do you know City Lit?
Yeah, I do. They do short courses for adults, creative courses.
I did one on Lucian Freud.
Nice. This photo does look like that famous self-portrait of Freud, doesn't it? He had quite a big nose.
Yeah, you're thinking of the one where he's looking down as well.
Yeah.
Did you go to that exhibition? His portrait one?
Yeah, I think I did. I can't remember. Was it a while ago?
Yeah, a few years back. The reason why I thought of him is on that course, the teacher was very good. Very good. Fantastic. She said she made us look at the way he drew collars on shirts. And she was like, that's his genius.
Really?
We were staring at this collar. Also, I was the only English guy there. It was like lots of there was an Italian guy.
And did you mind that?
Well, that's not what I'd signed up for, you know?
Oh, my class is British. like my author's British.
This is not what I'm here for.
How did Freud do his collars, though? I've never even noticed that.
I don't know. We were staring at it. She's just like, it was just the crumpledness of it. You know, when people look at, like, you know, how, like, Michelangelo did robes and stuff.
Yeah.
And curtains. And you're like, God, how did he do that? It's just a bit like that. Really.
Yeah, the sort of detail of the fabric. And you studied history of art, is that right?
No, I did English and drama.
Why
at
do
university.
I think you studied history of art?
I did. I did.
Sorry, there's been a mistake in this booking.
I did a term of it.
Oh, yeah, that'll do. You did English and drama. That's what I did as well.
I did a term of history of art. I was the only bloke in there. 30 women and me.
Yeah,
and looking back, I should have.
History of art.
I should have. I was very shy. I didn't talk to anyone. I
mean, what were you going to say?
They didn't talk to me.
Should have utilised that.
No, but I should have really spoke to people. I didn't talk to anyone. I remember that. I remember thinking, wait, they, you know. Oh, dear. The regret. Still the regret.
I've only used blue so far. What are you using colour-wise?
Black.
Black.
I'm debating whether to use any colour.
Well, it is monochrome, isn't it, the photo?
We're looking at a black and white picture, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I'm trying to use water as a sort of pencil to draw it out.
I love we can't see what each other are doing. It's very, very exciting.
What do you do if I just, at the end, just painted you?
Every episode you do that. You make people bring something in. Think about it for
a while. But I always paint John Kearns.
Yeah, it's always me. Always me.
Have you got any favourite artists, John?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, next question.
It's a bit like music where you discover a band and then you go, right, who are their influences? And off you go. So I like the London painters.
Yeah.
Again, this is something I'm discovering. I'm like, okay, there's a school of people I like.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's Hockney.
Yeah.
Auerbach. Freud. Maybe Bacon's in there.
I love a bit of Bacon. Did you know Auerbach was also a semi-pro actor?
I didn't know he was an actor.
Because I remember you telling me once that you liked him, so I did some research. Because I hoped you'd say his name. He was a pro actor and was only financially secure in his 50s. Quite depressing.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't... he's still alive, I think.
Yeah, he is. He's in his 90s.
Yeah. So, you don't hear about him that much. Like, again, you know.
I assumed he was dead, but he's... doing all right at the time of recording this podcast.
you gotta clarify these things. But I also, you know, like with Raymond Briggs, I like illustration as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a difference between, well, I don't think there is a difference between what he does and what the others do, but you know what I mean there. So
different
I like
skill.
yeah So I like basically pre-war artists as well,
mm-hmm.
in between the wars. So like, but like the more illustrators, so like Borden and is it, the thing with artists' names is you only see them on walls and you read about them in books.
No one tells you how to say them.
No one ever says how to say them.
Which one were you going to say?
Well, I think is it Ravilli?
I don't know. Sounds right. I think you've just got
Eric
to be confident.
Eric Ravillius? Ravillius, I think. Oh, God, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I like that guy.
Whoever he is.
Yeah, I
like. Oh, you mean Picasso?
Yeah, I'm always meaning Picasso. When people get old.
Yeah.
They start painting.
That's true.
And I was watching there was a documentary on last night about the BBC's, like, their biggest problems, like the things they've had to overcome. And David Dimbleby was there in his office chatting away. And he's like in his mid-80s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But behind him is like, it's like he's sat in an artist studio. And I'm like, what's happening here? It's David Dimbleby. But
He paints, does he?
Apparently so. Churchill painted.
Yeah, that's true.
Vic Reeves paints.
He does. I want to get him on the podcast, actually.
Well,
he does lovely
he'd do it.
Bird paintings, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does bird paintings.
Do you do it to relax?
Well, again, looking back at my childhood, it's all I did, drawing.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be a cartoonist. That was my number one. That was going to be my job, you know?
Yeah.
But
what changed?
Well, actually, I wanted to be an animator, like, mate, you know, Wallace and Gromit.
Oh, I love Wallace and Gromit.
That was the dream.
Yeah.
And there was, I went to school with a chap called Mike.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And he was a whiz at stop frame animation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was genuinely incredible at it. Like, he knew how to, he had all the camera stuff. And when I was 13, I was like, oh, I don't have any of this. And so in my mind, I went, well, therefore, he was so good at it. I went, oh, I know I won't be this.
That's sad.
Well, I guess it's sad, but it's also, it was helpful in a way.
Yeah. Is he still doing it?
I don't know. I haven't seen that guy since I left school.
Imagine he thought the same. He's like, oh, I would want to do that, but John's so good at it, I'll never do it as well as him. And now neither of you do it. Maybe.
I'd be amazed if he didn't do it, because he was, like, genuinely.
But also it doesn't really matter, because you're very good at comedy. And that's your job now.
Well, my job is all right now. His dad was an inventor.
Wow.
I always remember, like, as a kid, you're like, what the fuck do you mean your dad's an inventor?
Yeah, what does that mean? I mean, what has he invented?
Well, I presume unemployed.
Sounds cool though, doesn't it? Sounds better than freelance.
Yeah, I might start saying it.
I'm
an inventor. What do you do? What do you do, mate? This woman at the park today, I was with my son on the swings, just asking me everything. What do you do? Where do you live?
That's too much.
I said I'm an actor, because
mm-hmm.
I couldn't be asked saying comedian.
Why is it less embarrassing to say actor than comedian? Because I find that as well.
It's because no one knows. Because no one, very few people have a favourite comedian who isn't. Like 9 times out of 10, you know what someone would say, comedy wise.
Mm.
Like, people might go to comedy maybe, the majority of people, maybe once a year. Maybe.
Do you reckon?
Maybe.
Like, I guess it's less of a...
There's no shorthand. Whereas actor...
Yeah.
People, you know, that's on in people's tellies. You know, they're like, yeah, yeah, but...
And there's, like, less of an expectation of what you as a person will be. Like, there's no pressure to be a certain way. Whereas with comedy, it's like, we'll say something funny then.
Also, with comedy, they're like, well, they just look at you and go, I haven't heard of you.
Yeah. And whereas so if you're an actor, they look at you and go, I haven't heard of you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's a minefield.
Yeah. So she was quizzing you in the park. Did she have a child or was she?
Yeah, it wasn't hers. Right. As in, I think she was the nan.
Okay.
But, you know, she was asking me about my living and all that. And, you know, you sat there talking away and you're like, oh, okay. Telling people everything about yourself.
Too honest. Did you tell her where you lived?
Yeah, I did, weirdly. I told her where I lived, I told her what I do. She kept calling Wolf a girl.
Really?
You know, she kept saying, oh, she's having such fun. I was like, oh, God, yeah, yeah.
Did you say?
Nah.
You told me once about, because I was going to ask if you own any art, and I remember you have a good story about a white cube print. I wondered if you could indulge me.
Well, it was my birthday, and my mate bought me... My mate's wife works at White Cube, and he bought me a my mind's gone blank. What are they called? Gilbert and George.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bought me a Gilbert and George print.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was like Union Jack, Gilbert and George print, signed.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this thing and I'm thinking, wow.
Nice British print.
Finally. Nice British print. Gilbert and George. Anyway, got drunk. Woke up the next morning. And it's amazing how your brain works, but I'm immediately like, yeah, don't know what that is. I'm running around the flat. I'm thinking, oh my God, this is crazy. I call the pub. You don't have a Gilbert and George print, do you? No, mate. Oh dear. So anyway, I'm panicking because I'm like, God almighty, I've lost something that's probably quite, you know, quite valuable. And so I think I need to replace this immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So I call up White Cube and I'm like, do you sell Gilbert and George prints? Yeah. I'm like, right, I'm coming in. I'm buying it. I get there.
In your head, did you have a sort of sum that you were willing to part with?
I'm thinking £200.
Yeah.
But I'm also thinking it's frame. It's signed.
Oh, shit.
And I'm panicking there. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. Also, I'm thinking, has she got it, like, exclusively? Like, I don't know. How's she got it signed?
Yeah.
Anyway, I walk in. There's hundreds of them. £10.
I love it.
So I just bought one, obviously.
Panic over. Then did you feel a bit sad?
Yeah, I felt robbed. £10? Pretty good, though. £10 for a print and signed by the artist. Yeah. Crazy.
You got it up on the wall?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
What?
You buy all these prints.
Yeah.
They're just still sat there.
I know. It's hard to find a lot of wall space.
Do you know what?
In
if
London,
I could be, if I'm born again,
yeah,
framing. That is where the money is.
It fucking is.
You
want
to talk to me about where the money is? I'll talk to you about where the money is. It's in framing.
And they get me every time I go in.
You're there. They go, well, what do you? How about this? How about that? You're like, yeah, that looks good. That's good. Okay, let's tot it up. Cost triple what you're actually framing.
It's daylight robbery, but once you've seen how good it can look, you're like, well, I can't now get an inferior frame.
You can't be going to snappy snaps getting a frame. But it feels like, it feels like getting a black cab.
Yeah, it's decadent.
Absolutely ridiculously. Like, you're just like, what am I, a millionaire?
Yeah, we're in a cost of living crisis, and there you are with your mahogany.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
He was kind of famously miserable.
Was he?
Yeah, I think he.
Tortured artist vibe.
Well, he had quite a tough life, I'd say.
I don't know much about his life.
Not like he had, like, he had a very lovely upbringing, I think. Mm-hmm. Loved his parents. Ethel and Ernest, do you know that book?
Great names. No, I don't.
That's a beautiful book.
Is that a kid's book?
No, it's a graphic novel, really, like adults.
Mm-hmm.
It's about his parents meeting and their lives. It's life. It's not sad, it's life. You know, when people say things are sad, it's like, well, it's real life, isn't it? But, like, his... I think he had two wives. but they died tragically, and I don't know, didn't have children, and yet famous for making beautiful kids' books.
Did he want children?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Just a hero. Just love him. Genius.
Yeah.
Proper genius, man.
Do you think you'd ever want to write any kids' novels?
Well,
you don't have to.
Yeah. But it just feels so, you know, like comedians doing it. It just doesn't feel great.
What, a bit sort of cynical?
Yeah. But I do genuinely collect them and love them.
I think you'd be brilliant at it.
And I do kind of, if I had an idea, of course. I judged the Roald Dahl Funny Book Prize in 2013. Cool. And I had to read loads of kids' books.
And who won?
It was genuinely funny. What's the guy's name? Big Diary of a Wimpy Kid guy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know those books?
Yeah. I can't remember his name, but I do know the books.
Very funny. You got sent a box. I mean, you look back on these jobs, you're like, God, that was fun.
Mm.
It was Michael Rosen was the judge. Sat in a room with Michael Rosen. Marina Hyde, The Guardian.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. John Kane.
Judging it.
Just the three of you.
There are a few others in there. God knows who they were. Funny, do you ever think about it? It's funny how you kind of, you've been in rooms with people. You're like, and then years back, you look back and you're like, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. I judged a photography competition in lockdown.
Did you?
I felt a bit underqualified to do it, but it was quite fun.
Yeah, but they were thinking, who the hell is she?
Who?
How did that come about?
From, do you remember I put on that exhibition of art?
Yes.
By comedians for Mental Health UK. So it was the photography exhibition or competition was a charity thing that Mental Health UK hosted. So they just asked me because they had my email address, I suppose.
That's it.
And that's all it comes down to.
You've got to get that email address out of there.
Yeah.
I've given him his jaws too smaller.
Yeah, there's something wrong about mine. I can't quite place it. So, if we're allowed to talk about it, how was your experience of Taskmaster?
It was fantastic. But it's very interesting, actually, because basically, you know, you do the tasks and obviously you don't, you haven't got a clue what you're doing, really.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you don't know what anyone else has done. So you're just sat there like, well, I presume that's what I do.
Does it feel like the thing you choose to do? Do you think at the time, well, everyone else has probably done that as well? Or do you feel like you're doing something sort of?
You do feel, well, the thing is, you don't have time to think about anything like this, really.
Mm-hmm.
You really do just have to think quite instinctively. And it's only when you look back in the studio and, you know, so you're sat there and there are moments where you're like, ooh. So if they go, oh, here's Dara and Sarah doing it, you're like, okay. Yeah. Then they go, okay, here's Fern and Munya doing it.
Oh, no.
You're like, oh, shit. Why have I got my own little, why have I got my own little thing?
It's a great show. Can't wait to watch.
It's a good show. But like I said, like you've got to be able to sit there and have, you know, one of the best comedians in the country, Greg Davies.
Mm-hmm.
Just rip the shit out of you for 30 hours.
Yeah, he's quite intimidating as well. So tall.
And I reckon some people might sound odd for a comedian, but I reckon some people like can't actually handle that.
Mm.
They're just sat there like, I can't handle this guy. He's like ripping me.
What does he mean?
Well, yeah, but That's what you signed up for,
yeah. Oh, this doesn't look like Raymond Briggs.
I don't know if... Do you know, I'm just going to experiment now.
Are you still going all black?
Well, that's the thing. I'm very, very intrigued by yours.
Got any favourite galleries, John? Would you go to a gallery as a way of, as a sort of fun thing to do?
Well, when I did that course...
Yeah.
They were talking about Freud's favourite paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was a Titian that's in Edinburgh Art Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it had the best tummy in art. in this painting was the best tummy in art. And he also said the more you look at it, the more dogs you see.
Wow. As in literal dogs?
Yeah.
Not like one of those mind puzzles where... It's like an illusion. What are they called?
What? Magic Eye.
Magic Eye.
Yeah. Lucian Freud's favourite painting wasn't John Constable's The Horse, but...
just that Magic Eye.
Do you know the Daily Mail, Saturday magazine from 1997? Stare at it long enough, there's an elephant in
Can't
there.
Can't move for dogs.
Anyway, so I was in Edinburgh that week, and so I went there, and it's quite interesting going to a art gallery to see a specific painting.
Mm.
Like you march through, and people are looking at you like, "Where the fuck's he going?"
He knows what he's doing.
Like you're using a lift. You're going to avoid everything.
Did you close your eyes so you didn't take in any other artwork?
Yeah, I took in nothing. So, yeah.
And was it the best tummy in art?
I know what he meant. Looking at it, I'm like, yeah, because it's soft.
Is it a woman's tummy or a man's?
Woman, yeah, woman.
Good belly button?
Lovely belly button.
Innie?
Yeah, it's a little innie there.
Hard to paint an outie, isn't it?
Imagine an outie, like one of the greatest paintings ever. What's your favourite gallery?
I don't know, favourite gallery. I was just thinking about going to see a specific painting. I think I did do that in Oslo.
It's a funny thing to do.
To go to see The Scream.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Painting. Obviously, I took in some other stuff as well, but I found it weirdly small. It feels like a painting that you've seen reproduced so many times. And then in the flesh, I find those really famous ones are always a bit disappointing because they're either sort of behind glass, like the Mona Lisa. And yeah, The Scream, I just remember thinking that's quite small, actually. Nice, though. I do like a monk.
There's loads of them, aren't there?
Mm.
It's only like, is there 10 of them?
Yeah, something like that. Well, that's a good sound, isn't it?
Yeah, for everyone listening.
Yeah.
But, I went to an art gallery in Budapest.
Mm.
I don't know if I was hungover, but my God, I was thinking this is the greatest art gallery I've ever been to.
Yeah. You sick?
Was I sick?
This is such a nice gallery. I'm going to throw up.
What's that? Sick. Don't think I was sick. Was I sick?
Bought a magnet
from there.
Nice.
Yeah. Got to get a magnet.
Is it on the fridge?
Yeah. Don't know what it is. Matt, I don't know if it's a Dali. It's like a... It's impossible to explain, really.
Does sound like you might have been hungover.
What, because I bought a magnet?
Yeah. It's a classic hangover purchase.
What, a magnet?
A Dali magnet.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, he wankered. He's come home with a Dali print.
But he's got a magnet. Oh, I've made him look like an old woman?
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of happy with it.
The hair's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you nearly done, do you reckon? Got a few more lines I want to add in. Oh, John.
Yeah?
You've got a nice bit of stand-up about Van Gogh's Starry Night, which is also my favourite Van Gogh painting. Not really a question, but I feel like not many people could pull off a bit of stand-up about art.
Well.
But you do, was the end of that sentence.
I quite nice like bit. Referencing art in stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's quite... Stand-up is putting images in people's head, right?
Mm-hmm.
Funny images. And we've all got a shorthand. Most of us know, if I say Van Gogh, sunflowers, most people listening to this are now picturing that.
Yeah.
It's just a good way of getting into people's heads with an image. Also, with Van Gogh, I found doing Edinburgh previews, even if somebody, I said to someone, what's your favourite Van Gogh? And he went, the boot. And I kind of bluffed it for a bit. And then what I realised is I was doing what everyone else was doing, is that people are just going, I've not seen that.
Yeah.
But everyone's just picturing a boot.
Yeah.
And then putting like a Van Gogh filter on it and going, presume it's like that. So.
And does the boot exist or is he just.
Yeah, no, it does exist. Oh, it does, yeah, exist. I looked it up. Yeah.
I thought he was just having a laugh. I thought it's a funny answer.
Well, that's the thing. People can say it and fuck you over completely. But yeah, so that's kind of, that's what I like doing, really. I like, it's a good way of just getting an image in people's heads.
Mm.
Because, like, I did some stand-up on a past show about Michelangelo painting the Sistine Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everyone knows that. So you just, you know, it's there. It's just a nice thing to use.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It makes sense to me, that's for sure. I loved that work in progress that I came to recently. Is that something you're working up? Are you going to do Edinburgh next year, or is that just a show you're working up for?
Tour, yeah, February.
Oh yeah, great. Where are you going on it?
Everywhere.
How much of the shirt have you done?
I was literally about to maybe start the stripes.
Yeah, I've put a couple of stripes.
Do you, so this is, what are we using here, acrylics?
Acrylics, yeah.
You paint? Yeah.
I paint, yeah.
Is acrylic your jam?
Acrylic, yeah, it's my go-to. I would like to use oils, but I've never really learnt or been confident enough to just try them. But I was thinking of doing one of those courses, actually, like the City Lit one you did in oils. When you did the Freud course.
Yeah, only English bloke there, swear to God.
Furious.
Yeah.
Did they teach you with oils or did you just use whatever?
Oh, no, it was like a history of art course.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It wasn't like painting in the style of?
No.
Yeah, what's your chosen material?
Well, it is like pencil.
I'm so sorry. Pen, I didn't bring
charcoal, maybe.
Pencils in.
There's more of a. But this is very nice, by the way. I'm having a really very nice time.
Good. It's relaxing, isn't it? Isn't it?
Secret artist with Annie McGrath.
Oh, very topical. Oil or watercolour?
I'm going to say oil just because I'm enjoying today.
Acrylic. Portrait or landscape?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
He's not got a fucking clue.
No. No, don't say that. Don't say that. You're upsetting me. Oh dear, fuck me, that's funny.
I made him cry.
What was that? Sorry.
We don't end until I've made the guest cry.
Yeah.
Portrait or landscape?
Landscape today.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
That's a quick fire question.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be if you've got a long answer.
I think you can. But
it's hard.
It's more revealing if you when you know more about the artist. But you can.
Yeah. Do you think it's easier with painting than it is with music or comedy?
Oh, comedy, I think you got to know about the person if they're doing anything worthwhile up there. I guess it is less with art.
I guess I mean, like, if the artist has done something bad, does it matter less with fine art than it does with something like comedy or acting? Or
I guess there's an intimacy with a comedy where there's a lot of trust with comedy.
Mm.
Whereas art, people can be labelled nuts anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, of course he will, you know, of course they were mad. Look at this.
Yeah.
But then I'm talking about Michelangelo though. I don't know anything about Michelangelo. But you can respect the way he draws hands.
Oh my God. Some of the best hands.
You know what I mean?
Hands are impossible.
Hands are impossible.
And feet. Crazy night out or cozy night in?
Cozy night in, please.
Wig or fake teeth?
Stunning. Stunning question.
You can't say both. You have
I'm
to get rid of
I'm going
to
go with fake teeth.
Yeah.
Because I've forgotten my wig a few times. That doesn't matter.
Have you ever forgotten your teeth?
Once.
Did it change the gig?
It was a Christmas show about the Arts Centre.
Mm-hmm.
And I fashioned some with the help of my director friend, John. Tried to make some fake ones out of a plastic pint glass.
Wow.
And within about a minute, my gums were like bleeding and I had to stop.
Does sound funny.
Just crazy though. You kind of look back and you're like, it's crazy.
Little Alex Horn or the Taskmaster?
Oh, it has to be Mr. Horn. Lovely chap. Invented the thing, of course.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that. Clever guy.
Very clever.
Funny as well.
Mm-hmm. Tortured artist or logical landlord?
I've had a logical landlord.
Have you?
Yeah, he's absolutely mad. Absolutely mad. I mean, I don't know if he's mad. Could you say mad anyway? I don't know. But he was absolutely loopy, this guy.
In what way?
Oh, God. He'd visit. Pop in. Not telling you he's coming.
Just for a social.
I told him that was illegal.
What did he say?
Oh, God, he was just such a twat. He had 15 bank accounts, he told me once.
Oh, my God, that's too many.
And, like, when he found out what I did for a living, he'd constantly try and give me advice, financial advice. It's just like, fuck off, mate.
God. Sounds awful.
Yeah. The guy was an idiot. Cheap, though, so stayed for 7 years.
What was your answer? Tortured artist or logical artist?
Oh, he got to be tortured artist.
Talk about or think about art?
Think about art, definitely. No disrespect to you, but it's a very private thing.
Yeah.
Like I was a bit nervous actually coming here because...
Are you?
Well, obviously I was looking forward to it, but there was a part of me that's like... Because it is like my... Privately, I think, like, I'll... I'll buy like a book and I'll be like, yeah, I want to know about this guy. Or I watched a Bridget Riley documentary in Edinburgh. And I was like, yeah, I just love this. But then if someone was to say to me, well, you know, what do you like about it?
Yeah, it's exposing.
I'd be like, oh, well.
The colours?
The colours that Bridget Riley does with the lines.
I like the colours and the patterns of the Bridget Riley and when it's in circles. I
think she's very clever. Do you know what I'm amazed by, though? Like, she was the same. Even people like Damien Hirst are like this. Is, you know when like people do abstract weird shit?
Mm.
But then you see them, you see drawings.
Yeah.
And they can all, they're all incredible artists.
Yeah. Like Tracy Emin, brilliant.
Yeah. I love that.
Van Gogh or Frank Auerbach?
Frank Auerbach.
Newcomer or main award?
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. It has to be the newcomer.
Looking at a painting close up or far away?
Lovely question. Close up.
Private view or view of privates?
I love a view of privates.
Painting from life, landscape or still life?
As I've got older, and you know, I'm not old. But like when I was a kid, my nan had like John Constable's The Haywain on, you know, that's like Britain's favourite painting. Mm. And when I was in year six.
Nice British paint.
It was. Yeah. You know, it's like voted the British paint.
Yeah.
When I was in year six at primary school, we went and stayed there.
Really?
Yeah. And I never really appreciated it. Also, I thought it was boring. I'm like, you know, countryside, boring.
Yeah.
But as I've got older, I've come to really respect that stuff. Don't know why.
He does nice skies as well, doesn't he?
Famously nice skies. That's why, you know, but again, that's what I mean about getting the image in someone's head. Michael Brunstrom, he did a show about the Haywain. I've always been quite envious of that. I'm not envious of any comedy, really, because I just think it's so personal.
Yeah.
Like, I'd never really watch anything and be like, oh, I wish I did that. I'm always like, yeah, that's what you do, fine.
Yeah.
But him doing that, I thought was so clever. I think it was called The Haywain Reloaded. Oh, I just thought it was so clever. I was just like, yeah, that's a very clever thing to do, man.
Art or music?
Oh, it's very hard to decipher. What would you say to that?
I think I'd say music. I think music is the best art form. It has to be, doesn't it? I think music is the only art form that can very quickly evoke very strong feelings.
Agreed. Got to be music.
Art or books?
Oh, I love books.
Comedy or art?
Well, it has to be comedy.
Yeah. That's the end.
But I take great influence from art. Like, I read a lot of art theory just because I find it very interesting. And it's all full of really good ideas.
Does it help with writing?
Massively. 100%. Anyone who wants to do comedy, I'd say read literary theory and art theory, or go to a museum and be inspired there.
Yeah.
I generally think one of the worst things a new comedian can do is gig all the time.
Really?
People, yeah. 100%.
That's always the advice.
It's always the advice. And I understand the advice. But I think it's bollocks. I think you've got to live life. You've got to be out there with your mates. You've got to be out there bored. You've got to be out there working. I think, yeah. You know, you've got to have a job, I think. Bit of real life about you. And then maybe once a week, stand on a stage and try and do jokes. And also there's something about, like, when you're professional, there is something like, oh, you know, you have a bad gig. Get out there the next night. Get rid of the feeling. When you're starting out, sit in that feeling. Feel crap. Because then, you know, you'll learn. You'll realise if you want to do it.
Yeah.
Does yours look like him?
No, it doesn't. I think if you see the picture and this, you'll be like, eh, see what you're trying to do. But it, does it look like him? No. Does yours?
Well, I don't think you'd know it's him. So I guess the answer's no. Okay. Are you going to sign it? Yeah. Or you have already?
I've just my initials at the bottom and then I've sort of smudged them out. But you get the idea.
It's quite clever getting someone to paint while talking because they say stuff.
Yeah.
Have you found this?
Yeah. It's all part of the plan. So you're distracted, so you're less inhibited.
Not just a pretty face. Yeah, all right. Well, I'm happy with that. You know, I think yeah. You know, I think I've worked hard.
Right.
You want to show me yours?
Go on then. It's a bit drippy. It's very wet.
Well, that's really good.
Oh, thanks.
I admire that. You went for the cut. Lovely. Well done.
Thanks. Oh, wow. That's great. It's quite caricature-y, isn't it? I love it.
Like Leicester Square.
That's where you're going next, isn't it? It's brilliant. I like your sort of, you've got quite minimal use of lines, but every line is important that it's there. Do you know what I mean?
I'm happy with it.
It's great. You've also managed to make the paint look like charcoal. I guess it's because you weren't using that much water, were you?
No, I wasn't. And I thought, there was a point where I thought, should I? And then I thought, I'm actually I'm kind of...
I like the red stripes as well, sort of accidental colour.
Yeah.
JK. Your initials.
That's me.
Joke.
That's my...
It was written in the stars.
That's my... this is my dedication to Roman Briggs.
Thank you, John. It's looks been lovely Ted to Hughes-y, chat to
but,
you.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
It's great.
Thanks for having me, Andy.
Thank you for coming. Lovely to see you. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Remember to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Secret Art Pod. And tell your friends if you enjoyed it, for God's sake. John is on Twitter at John's Fur Coat. And I'm on Twitter at Annie McTweet. I'm also on Instagram, McGraw.Annie and McGraw.Art for my own artworks. Watch John on the new series of Taskmaster. He is very funny indeed. It's on Channel 4 Thursdays at 9 p.m. or you can watch all episodes on all four. Thanks for listening and remember to keep listening, keep enjoying yourselves. I've forgotten what to do because it's been so long since we've recorded an episode. It was very fun to do that one in person after the hiatus. So I hope you enjoyed it. Remember to review if you did. Positively, of course. See you next time. Goodbye.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.